You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Becky Lynch joining us in studio. WrestleMania this weekend, MetLife Stadium, the first ever women's main event at WrestleMania. The man, Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair. Very exciting to have her join us in studio. Becky, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, except I just jammed my finger between the table and the chair.
Are you going to be okay? You're not going to be hurt. You're not going to miss Sunday night, are you?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I've been
Can you imagine if that was the way I was taken out?
Can we get some ice?
I've had two suspensions, two arrests, two injuries. Call me freaking Noah at this stage, and I'd be taken out by my little finger getting jammed in the freaking...
Oh, that would be terrible. Oh, my
thing.
God. It would fans would hate us. They would hate us forever because you are so incredibly popular, and when we said we were having you on the show, people got very, very excited about it. And what I find interesting is, you know, Ronda Rousey, she makes this big splash. Everybody thinks that when she joins the WWE that she's going to be the most popular, but... couldn't unseat you as the most popular. The fans sort of dictated, like, no, 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 we are with the man. We are with Becky. That's got to make you feel pretty good that a big name superstar Ronda Rousey comes into the mix and, you know, you're still the fan favorite.
Yeah, well, so she came in and expected to be handed everything, expected the red carpet treatment, which she got.
Yeah.
And but then didn't make any efforts to prove herself. Mm. And I've said it before, you know, she's had what, the longest run as Raw Women's Champion. Nobody cared until the man came around. Right. Really, and she cuts her weird long interviews where she has these run-on sentences and nobody understands what she's saying with her big angry head and her frowning and scowling. Oh, yeah, that makes for a main event. No, the man makes for the main event. But no, I think the fans recognize passion. They recognize when somebody cares about this industry that they care about, because that's why they're fans. And then Ronda Rousey is out there disrespecting our business while, all the while, she had previously... been crying in her kitchen about how hard it was. Crying in her kitchen because she couldn't make her husband breakfast. I haven't made anybody breakfast. I haven't made myself breakfast in freaking 6 years.
You know,
goodness,
what, Becky,
Ronda.
You just keep talking. I'm just going to listen. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you don't look anything like a wrestler. I just want to say that right now. But I'll tell you what, you talk like one.
Oh.
And you are aggressive. I love that. And I love the fact that you're taking on Ronda Rousey. I think you're standing your ground. And I think that's exactly what you should be doing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what she said just now is nothing like what you see on Twitter. And you are cutting her up on Twitter savagely. And she's got no response. Now, hey, this
nothing.
Is.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It kind of is, and I was going to be nice, but now that you've brought this up, it is embarrassing. So it's like, really, it's one of those, like, bringing a knife to a gunfight thing. I mean, you are destroying her, and then she tries to come back with something, and people are laughing at her comeback.
She doesn't even have a knife. She has a spoon. Goodness. Heavens.
Yeah, I had no idea how this was going to go this morning, but now I see where we're going and where we're headed. I guess we're getting ready for Sunday night, aren't we?
We're getting ready for Sunday night.
Right, and in watching Raw, I do have to say, though, as, you know, Ronda's handcuffed, and then you come in, she's, you know, a little bit defenseless there, and you come in and you kick her in the face while she's handcuffed, basically. You know what I mean?
Brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, I guess so, but I mean, you didn't strike me as so, you know, she's vulnerable at that point, you know, with the hands tied behind her back, and here you come flying in and you drop her.
I don't care. I don't. If I want to punch you in the face, right. And I was being held back by the cops.
Right.
And then
right.
If I see an opening and they can't hold me no more, mm-hmm. Gotta punch her in her face.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about you and, like, Conor McGregor. I mean, wanting to punch everybody in the face and being held back by the cops and all this other stuff. You guys create quite the hysteria when you're around.
We sure do. Fighting Irish.
I can see
fighting
that.
Fighting Irish.
Speaking of fighting Irish, what do you think of the Jets' new green helmet here?
I love it.
You do love it.
Yeah,
don't
I love
you?
It.
Yeah, yes. See, she
quite
likes
the
it.
Color.
Right.
It reminds me of my first wrestling gear when I debuted in NXT. We don't need to talk about that too much. The less said about that, the better. But it reminds me of the same color.
Right. Well, I mean, in that vein, I mean, you think about this event, main eventing WrestleMania. It's the top of the top. It's the coolest thing that you could possibly do. How much are you looking back at those times and your first gear and NXT and the journey? Are you solely focused on this particular night? Are you allowing yourself to think back and say, wow, this journey has been pretty incredible for me?
I think that's what makes it all the more important. I think why it's so necessary that I'm in there. Made myself in there. But like, I think when you look at the trajectory, it was looking like it was going to go to Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey as possibly the main event of WrestleMania.
Right.
Charlotte is great as a wrestler, but and she works hard in that, and she's one of my toughest opponents, but
and you're friendly. You're still friends.
No, we're not at all.
But
no,
you
can't stand her.
We were
friends.
Right.
Yeah, we were friends. I can't stand her. but she was again just going to be handed this opportunity.
Yeah.
And Rhonda again just handed this opportunity because of her name. That's not what sells a fight. That's not what gets people invested. What people are invested in is a story. And I think me winning at WrestleMania and me being able to headline WrestleMania is just an indication that you do not have to accept what the company wants for you or the placement that they put you in. Because I went from the pre-show last year to the main event this year. And if I can do it, then not anybody can do it. But, you know, everybody has the opportunity.
Yeah, but don't you
everybody has the opportunity. They have if they work hard enough. And I use this as a political campaign. Mm. Any opportunity that I could to get out in front of the people, make my state state for going for WrestleMania and have the people elect me to the main event.
And yeah, they have. And you are amazingly popular. But I got to believe, though, with Rhonda being a part of something like this, that's good. I mean, it brings headlines. It brings a whole maybe another viewing part of the public who appreciated what she did before this whole thing. I don't know exactly what the storyline is going to be on Sunday night, but I have a feeling just listening to you that I know how this thing's going to go down.
But I'll tell you how it's going to go down. I'm going to be taking two people's arms and I'm going to be walking out with two belts. Becky Two Belts, they'll call me.
I like
Becky Two Belts.
Yeah, and I think there is some, as we talk to Becky Lynch, the man in studio with us on Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network, WrestleMania Sunday, MetLife Stadium. The fact that, you know, Ronda Rousey did have success in her other field, and then, of course, vaults to the top, as we mentioned. Charlotte Flair, of course, has a built-in sort of way into being popular.
Sure.
And here you are working ground up. I think that's what endeared you to the fans. I mean, that chip on your shoulder is what is going to drive you to those two belts. And I think I saw just recently a screen grab where, you know, underneath your name, it was Becky Lynch did it on her own. And I think that that really represents who you are. And that's probably what's going to get you to the top and then walk out of there with those two belts. Does that fuel you as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm fueled on spite and coffee. That gets me up in the morning. I it's nice to prove people right, and I've got a lot of fans that I want to prove right, but it's a whole other kettle of fish to prove people wrong, and that just drives me and keeps me going.
Yeah, so yeah, I can relate to that, having walked in here as an intern. You know, I mean, there's some people who have success in other careers and then, you know, just jump into a different career. And then there's others that, you know, work all the way up, Boomer, you know?
Oh, I get it. I say this. Is that, yeah. So I'm the Ronda Rousey of the radio station? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
No,
is
that's what Eddie's saying. Oh, he brought that to my attention.
Okay, great. Sorry, Eddie. I could leave if you'd like me to. That's fine.
You can formulate a sentence better than Ronda Rousey, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, there you go. Well, I've been here for 11 years. I there's something to be said about that. And I was a part of this freaking radio station well before this, too, as well. Right?
Yeah, you called in, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I understand where you're coming from, though.
Did
Becky.
You call in to win competitions?
Kind of, yeah, you know.
I never did. I always wanted to. I always wanted to win a competition.
Yeah, I mean,
so I just win fights now instead.
I used to never call in to win tickets. I thought that, but I used to call into the radio station as a caller and make terrible points like our callers do. But I never would call in to win a contest. I thought that that was impossible to do somehow.
It seems impossible, doesn't right. it? But it's not, people. You can do it. I don't know. I'm just trying to plug if you have any competitions.
All right. So do you think that in a situation like this, with all the work that you've done, when you walk out there, that do you still get nervous? Or because you don't seem it, but I can't imagine MetLife Stadium with all that's on the line in this pinnacle of your career. How do you think you're going to feel when you walk into the ring?
Right now, I feel like I'm going to be very focused. Of course, I get nervous. I think that's important because I think it just shows you care. And I have heard people say that once those butterflies, once those fears go, then get out. Because it's just you don't have that same edge anymore. So yeah, I get nervous. But I'm freaking excited, you know? It's just, this is, I talk a lot, but I back everything up. And so then this is the opportunity to prove that everything that I say is the truth. And I'm gonna chase Ronda Rousey out the company. We saw what happened when she lost to UFC.
Right, yes.
Chased her right out of there.
So that is, and that's
Have you seen MetLife Stadium yet?
I saw it from the outside.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Well,
drove past it.
There you go, right there.
Oh, look at that. Fill of people.
Right. How many people are you expecting on
80,000.
Sunday?
80,000. 80,000 strong. And my mom and my dad are going to be there.
No, look at that.
That's yeah. great.
That is great. So that is a storyline, obviously, because Ronda Rousey apparently is not contracted for anything after this particular match and WrestleMania. So, there is a chance that you could humiliate her.
Of course she's not going to freaking re-sign when she knows she's going face to face with the man. You kidding me? She's like, I'm not winning that one. I'm out of here. Oh, I go sulk behind me blankie and talk and make breakfast for my husband or
right.
whatever she's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, if that happens to her in two different sports now, but that obviously is on the table at this point. So, all right, I mean, for you, you have an idea the way you want it to go, but there's other ways that it could go as well. I mean, maybe the fans all of a sudden at MetLife Stadium, maybe there's more Ronda Rousey fans than you expected. I mean, are you prepared for all outcomes here? Are you going to be all right with everything?
Oh, as in if the fans boo me?
Well, I mean, anything that could happen in a ring or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, so anything that, as in, if I do not win.
Right, you're so overly confident.
If I do not win, well, then everything that I've said is a lie. But here's the thing, is that I've been beaten more times than I can count, and I come back from every one of them. Losing isn't what scares me. And thinking that I'm invincible is not where I get my confidence. That's where Ronda Rousey gets her confidence. Mm. But we see what happens when she's proven wrong. I know I can take a beating, but I know I can come back better than anybody else in this entire industry.
Now, this is, of course,
you better not lose on Sunday.
Yeah, I will not lose on Sunday.
Yeah, not lose.
Right. This is obviously landmark, groundbreaking, whatever word you want to use. First women's main event, WrestleMania. Is that something that you're thinking about? Or are we getting to the point now because the popularity of women's wrestling in the WWE has reached a point where it's not surprising? I mean, it's almost like, when you hear the groundbreaking words and stuff, it's almost like I could see it being taken as slightly insulting in the fact that, like, we've been doing this for a long time. What do you mean groundbreaking? Like, yeah, it's groundbreaking, but at the same time, like, we earned this respect, at some point the storyline's got to go away because we're equal and we're even and we're taking over. So what's your take on
I
all
feel
that?
Like there's been a few token gestures and I feel like this isn't one of them.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me happy.
Right.
Because this seems like, of course it's going to be the main event because it's the most anticipated fight on the card and people are looking forward to it, and it's had a long run up. This fight was supposed to happen back in November and then it was taken away, and then of course Charlotte was added to it, this, that, and whatever. But I feel like it's the way it's supposed to be and nothing's been handed. It's not like, oh, it's not a further step in a corporate women's revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is just actually what should be the main event.
It's because what the people want.
Because this is what the people want, and this is going to be the match that seals the show.
Is it finally where the money should be for you guys?
I hope so. I'll tell you after Sunday.
Okay. All right. The man, Becky Lynch. best of luck. It was great meeting you. It was a thrill for us, and we really, really hope for the best, not only on Sunday, but for the rest of your career.
Thank you so
much.
You
know, you could actually do morning radio with all that energy that you have.
Oh, yeah.
You were great. Great to meet you
coffee.
Finally. Yes, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.